the Word this morning. Got a message, My Christmas Future. You can get all the messages that we do, get the PowerPoints, everything that Roger does up here on the screen. You can have it right there at your house. You can, at your office, wherever you are. And you can download all these notes. It's very, very simple. Free of charge, everything. And so anyway, we love getting the Word out. Also, you can go to hear these messages again at PastorGarySermons.com. Get all that good stuff, you know. And I'll scream at you. Amen. Right there at your computer. Today's message, My Christmas Future. Can you say that with me? My Christmas Future. I have a future, and I have a hope, and so do you. This message isn't just about me today. It's about you. We have a hope in Jesus Christ. Let's look at it. We're going to roll with it this morning. If today's your first time, we use this big screen right here. I'll say that with me, and you'll say it with me. Okay, that's how it works. All right? And you stay awake. Are you understanding me? Say. All right, here we go. Yes, slap yourself or somebody near you can slap you. I could care less. Just stay awake. Let's go. Because of Jesus Christ, say it with me, I have a future. One more time. Because of Jesus Christ, I have a future. And because of Jesus Christ, say this with me, I have hope. That's what I got. Amen. Why wouldn't I? Amen. Because of Him. It's incredible. Let's talk about it. Let's see where we're going today. What is hope? What is hope? A lot of people think hope is, you know, well, maybe so. And I think that's how we use the word a lot. You know, well, you coming over. Well, I hope to. You see what I'm saying? But that's not the hope we have in Jesus. Now, that's what a lot of people have. That is their faith. Their faith is a hope so. Well, maybe so. I hope when I die, I go to heaven. You can know that. You can know Christ is your Lord. You can know when you look at the ocean that your Father made that. You can know that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You can know that you have purpose. You can know when you look at the stars at night, you can know, wow, God did that. I know Him. Amen. He loves me. You can have that. That's solid. What is hope in the Bible? The word hope in the Bible means this, a confidence. Say it with me. Expectation. A what? A confident expectation. It's a what? It's a confident expectation. I have a hope. I have a confidence in Christ. I expect what I read in the Word of God to be true. I don't read it going, well, I don't know about all that. Well, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Well, men wrote this and I can't believe that. That's not how I read my Bible. Y'all hear me today? Say, I believe this book. That's what it's about, man. I believe Jesus died. I believe He came. I believe we're celebrating today the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. No part of me don't believe this didn't happen. You understand? Yes or no? Have a confidence. That is the word hope in the Bible. It's not a shot in the dark. Well, I'll try this religion, see where it takes. It's not that. You've got the real thing when you have Jesus. You've nailed it to the wall. You have hit it. Bullseye! Jesus. You got it. You understand? You ought to have that kind of confidence. It's something solid that you can bank your life on. When all hell comes against you, you can stand right there on that book and on Him, and you can know, I can make it. I can make it. I can do this thing. Okay? Now, we in the church, we've gone a little nutsy. Okay, a little crazy in the church. We've made up all this other mess. I got to watch my language. And, excuse me. And we've got, because it ain't good enough. You know, we got a folding floor and rot and flop like chickens and got to go crazy. Let me tell you something. You've got enough when you got Jesus. Did you hear what I said today? Did you hear what I said today? I tell you what, you can have this other stuff. I want to know that I'm a sinner who's been saved by the blood of Christ and that I have put my faith in Him, that I am solid. When bad things happen, when trouble comes, I have an anchor in my life. That is hope. Y'all hear me today say, well, did you do this or did that happen to you? All I know is, baby, He's in my life and He ain't never left me yet. Amen? Boy, that's incredible. It's a confidence. It's a firm belief. That's what hope means in the Bible. You mean I have that? Yeah. And you have that in Christ. That's a pretty good Christmas gift, isn't it? Come on. The world into which Jesus came didn't have much hope. When Jesus came, 2,000 years ago, the world didn't have much hope. Not the world He came into. Matter of fact, it had been 400 years since the last prophet had spoken. your Old Testament, the book of Malachi, between there and the book of Matthew, been about 400 years or so since a prophet had spoken to the nation of Israel. They were under siege. Can you imagine? Our country isn't 400 years old. Can you imagine a period of 400 years feeling lost, abandoned perhaps by God? Incredible. That's the world into which Jesus came. Israel was now ruled by the heavy hand, say it with me, of who? The Roman Empire. And they'd set up a puppet king. His name was, say it with me, Herod the king. That is the world into which Jesus Christ was born. Not much hope. See, here we sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem, and Silent Night, and Holy Night. You know all that? To be honest with you, I hate to just be crude, but I'm going to be. But it was just this man and now this woman who had this bastard kid being born in a stable. That's not a lot of hope, is it? Say. You mean that is the... Are you kidding me? That is the hope of the world? Are you kidding me? Say. But that's what the world looking at would have said about that situation. Y'all listening or not? We know the Bible teaches us that that thing that Mary had inside of her, the Bible says, was born of what? The Holy Ghost. Amen? But the regular folk. Are you kidding me? They didn't think that at all. That's the world into which Jesus came. They wondered, the religious leaders, the authorities. Matter of fact, they had become corrupt. The religious rulers... It had become a game. It had become a money-making thing. But I'm sure there were some good people that wondered, will Messiah ever come? There wasn't much hope. Amen? That's the world into which Jesus came. And here I want to tell you this today. He can come into your world. Mine was a drunk mama and a hell-raising teenager. He came into our world. There was not much hope there in Rockingham. But he came into my world. Wow, what a change he made in my life. He can do that for you. You can be blinded by the fact that there's no hope, it seems. But that's where the light shines the brightest, in the darkest place. And he can come into your life and change your life today. That is hope. Are you hearing me today? I don't know who I'm talking to. When there's no hope, you know what that equals? No future. When whatever happens in your life, any struggle in your life or in my life, if we ever go through a struggle and we lose hope, then we don't have a future. But as long as you have hope in Christ, you have a future. You understand? And I'm telling you what, my life over many years has been a testimony to that. That regardless of what's come my way, I certainly hadn't lived life perfectly. But I know one thing. When you put your eyes on Christ, you keep following Him, you keep banking it on the book, you keep standing for Him, it's amazing what storms will come. Woo! And you'll come out and go, wow, I'm still here. Amen. You know, you're still standing, you're like, hey, look, got my arms. You know what I'm saying? You can make it through hell and high water with Jesus. Amen. Y'all hearing what I'm talking about today? I feel like I'm putting you to sleep. The Bible says when you don't have any hope, you're what? Hope deferred, or when there's no hope, it makes the heart sick. That's what happens when you don't have hope. You're sick. It's not God's will for you to be sick. All right? Now, you're going to get sick sometimes. You're going to get a cold and everything. One day, something's going to kill you. Hey, tell you that bad news on Christmas. Something's going to kill you one day. Okay? I don't care what the charismatics say. Well, something's going to kill you one day. Amen? All right? But it is true. It is true. It's not God's will for you to be sick. What do I mean? It's not God's will for you to be without hope. It's not God's will for you not to have hope in Jesus Christ. It's not. God is not willing that any should what? Perish, the Bible says. It is not God's will for you to live on this planet without hope in His Son. And when you have that, you are not sick. Though the body, though the outward man may perish, the inward man is what the Bible says. Renewed day by what? Day. Amen? That's incredible. When there's no hope, you're what? You're dead. You're just a dead man walking. Without hope. That's what you are. Well, here's what the Bible says. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein time past you were a dead man walking. You walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, that's Satan, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. When you don't have hope in Christ, you think you're living. You ain't living. You met people before? They think they're really living. Man, I got drunk. I did all this. I'm alive. You're living for the devil. Let me tell you, you're deader than a hammer. You're a dead man walking. Live for Christ. Have hope in Him. You can live, man. Are you hearing me today? It's amazing. This Christian life isn't so you can brag, I don't do this or I don't do this. This Christian life is when you have hope. You can live. You can survive. You can make it through anything. Isn't that a great gift God gave us? Are y'all hearing anything I'm saying today? Wow. So this was a dark world. Then Jesus what? Came. He came. Just some scriptures with you this morning. Hope was born that night when Jesus came. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. This is not usually a good situation. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, was and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto you Mary, your wife. For that which is conceived in her is of, say it with me, the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name. What does the name Jesus mean? It means God saves. The name of Jesus means God saves. This is where Jesus gets his name. The meaning of his name is found in the verse. Say it with me. For he shall save his people from their sin. The name Jesus means God saves. Can you say that with me? The name Jesus means God saves. Every Christian ought to know that. And he didn't know her. He didn't have sexual relations with her until she brought forth her firstborn son, and when she did, he called his name Joseph. No, Jesus. He called his name what? Jesus. He did just like the angel of the Lord bidden him. Amen? He named him Jesus. And there are also other scriptures. They're in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were really scared. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, say it with me, which is Christ the Lord. Now, I've been talking up here for 15 minutes on hope. And I bet there's some in the audience that still don't agree with me. And there's people in your life, they know of the hope that you have in you of Christ, and they don't believe what you have is real or something like that. Let me tell you something. There's always going to be hope killers and Merry Christmas stealers. Say that with me. There's always going to be hope killers and Merry Christmas stealers. I'm going to tell you something right now. I ain't going to hang out with them. And I certainly ain't going to come and go to church with none of them. You hearing me today? Say. My hope's in Jesus Christ. If that ticks you off, good. Amen? You preach Jesus too much. You got that right, Jack. Amen? Absolutely. We love Him. Why wouldn't we? Come on. Listen. There's always going to be that. Oh, you don't believe in that hope, in that Jesus. Are you kidding? Absolutely I do. There's always going to be this. The Bible says the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. All right, there's always going to be this. And when Jesus came, there was Herod the hope killer. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled about this one being born, this star thing, and the shepherds and all. I mean, what?
And all Jerusalem was troubled. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, he inquired of them diligently what time that star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child. And when you found him, bring me word also that I can come and worship him." Lie. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east, which went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and they worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts. Say it with me: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream, the wise men, that they should not return to Herod, because Herod was lying like a dog. He's a hope killer. He's a Merry Christmas stealer. They departed into their own country another way. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, he was exceeding wroth, angry, ticked off. He sent forth and he slew, killed all the children that were in Bethlehem and all the coast thereof from 2 years old down, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. So this message of hope tried to get killed. Amen? Did I lose you yet? You all right? All right. So this message of hope, there'll always be somebody out there trying to kill this message. You know what I'm saying? What was it? Didn't a bunch of kids get kicked out of school last week for doing the Tebow thing and praying or whatever? Are you kidding? I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's always going to be stuff. You can't say Merry Christmas. I tell you, anybody that said Happy Holidays to me, and I know they don't mean it. I think some of them are just being nice. They don't even think about it. But if I hear Happy Holidays, go, hey, Merry Christmas. I mean, I can't help it. Are any of y'all like that? I mean, when I hear Happy Holidays, and I saw one sign on the road, and I know this business. They've been in town a long time. They said something like, "Have holiday cheer," or something like that on their sign. And I watched it for a couple of days because I know these people. I've been here a long time. They've been here long, too. I'm wondering what happened to them. So I'm almost pulling my white Titan pickup truck in there. I'm thinking about it. And you know what? A day or two passed, and you know both sides what it has on it now? Merry Christmas. Somebody got to them. And it wasn't me. I didn't have to do it. Amen. Maybe somebody in this room. Who knows? Listen, I don't care what anybody says. I don't care if somebody tries to take your hope away. They can't do it. My hope's in God. Amen. No bad circumstance can take it away. Nobody can steal Christmas from me. People have been worried about me this year with some of the struggles I've gone through. Oh, I'm worried about you at Christmas. Let me tell you something. You can feel good about old Pastor Gary. Ain't nobody taking Christmas from me. Amen? Because I've got Jesus. Amen. My hope is not in a person. My hope's not in myself. My hope's in the Lord. Amen? That's what Christmas is all about. No, and you need to know that. Isn't that true? I mean, sometimes holidays are the hardest. Is that right? Sure it is. But I'm going to tell you something. Just remember where your hope is. Your hope's in Jesus Christ. My hope's in God. Psalm 42:11 says, "Why are you cast down? Why are you looking all depressed? What's wrong with you? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance." Amen? We want people to feel sorry for us. Why should somebody feel sorry for any of us when we have Christ as our Savior and our Lord? Let it show on your face, man. Amen? Come on. That's what that verse teaches. Why are you looking all sick? You look sick because you have no hope. Get your hope, baby, and your face is going to come back. Amen? And we would like your face back. Please. You're killing us with that face. Come on. What does hope do? Real quick. Hope saves. We're saved by hope. Hope that's not seen ain't hope. For what a man sees, why does he hope for it? But if we hope for that which we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. I haven't seen Jesus. I will. I'm going to keep plugging. Keep going. I'm going to see him one day. Amen? That's what hope will do for your life. You can't even please God without faith, without hope. Keep looking. So hope saves. Hope what? Cheers. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and we what? Rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Hope will cheer your heart. Well, you just don't understand. Now, here's what I understand. I understand you're sick because you have no hope. We need to get your hope back, then you get your faith back, then you get some cheer back. Amen? Hope does what else? Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that you might have peace, because in the world you shall have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. See? Hope can cheer you up. Hope secures when hell's coming against you, when the waves are rocking. Whoa, life's crazy. Guess what? By two immutable things in which it's impossible for God to lie. God can't lie. We might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the what? Hope that's set before us, which hope we have as an what? Anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters into that within the veil. Now, I'll feel sorry for you for a while. But after a while, if you keep being so rocky and unstable, you got to get your hope back. Amen. Get your feet back. You've got an anchor, you just don't know it. That's what the Bible says. Hope's incredible, and hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. It's in crazy stuff. Hope fills emptiness, struggle, whatever. Hope can fill you. Now the God of what? Hope what? Fill you with all joy and peace in what? Key word. In what? Believing. That you may what? Abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. You can have hope. You need hope. I need hope. Hope was born that night. It's incredible. I can do what? Through Christ. That sounds hopeful to me, doesn't you? Say, come on. Hope endures. Well, I mean, this Christian thing, I tried it. It just got old. It just wore out. Well, I don't know about your Christian thing. My Christian thing didn't wear out. Amen? It ain't wore out yet. Matter of fact, shoot, mine just got picked up. I think I got mine jacked up three or four notches. Isn't that crazy? How struggles can come in your life and your faith gets jacked up, not knocked down. That's because that hope's in Christ. That's real stuff, baby. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the what? End. That's some strong stuff. Teaching them, Jesus said, to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Good stuff. Hope speaks. See, if you don't have hope, you're not talking. If you don't have hope, it's not coming out. People need to see you with hope. The Bible says, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the what? Hope that's in you with meekness and with fear. If your hope is sick, or if your hope is dead, or if your face is shot, there ain't nobody going to be asking you a whole lot. Amen. Say, hope should speak out of you. And buddy, when you've had struggles and hard times in your life and there's still some hope that speaks out of you, people go, wow. Amen? We don't need perfect, we need real. People will listen. You got to get your hope back, baby. Having a good conscience that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, that they may be ashamed of, that falsely accuse you of your good what? Conversation in Christ. Amen. Good stuff, man. And hope makes not ashamed. You should speak for God because you're not ashamed of Him. I get on this stage. I hadn't been ashamed since I got here. I know I'm saved. I know Christ is in my life because I was there when it happened. I don't know about you. Hope blesses what? What I got, what you have in Christ, is just going to bless you forever. Hope was born that night. There was not much hope when Jesus came. Hope was born. If in this life we only have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and he's become the first fruits of them that slept or who have died. Oh, death! Shoot! Now, regardless of what happens to you, you can look death in the face. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? Hope came in my life. It didn't have a hold on me anymore. The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which gives us the what? Victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So therefore, how are we supposed to live, church? Say it with me. Therefore, my beloved brethren, help me. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the... That sounds pretty good. This is a good pep talk on Christmas. Have hope this Christmas. Have hope this Christmas. Have hope this Christmas. Let's be a year for you today and your year going forward that you have hope in your life. Amen. You have hope. Don't let somebody steal it. Don't let somebody kill it. Amen. Come on. And I'm going to close with this. Hope, hope, hope. Say that with me one more time. Hope, hope, ho. One more time. Hope, hope, ho. Not ho, ho, ho. You hearing me? Come on. What is that? What is that? You know what that is? You know what that is? Ho, ho, ho is somebody who lost their P.E. I'm serious. I believe that's what happened. I bet it started out going, hope, hope, hope. And some old church member didn't like it. Can't say that. You know what I'm saying? Where did ho, ho, ho come from anyway? You got to know it had to be hope, hope, hope. And somebody lost their P.E. I know you're thinking, what is P.E.? The praise and excitement of Christmas. Don't lose your P.E., baby. Don't lose your P.E. Nobody is going to take my P.E. By the way, when I was in school, my favorite class, P.E. You know it was. Amen. Anyway, so it's hope, hope, hope. Let's say it together real loud. Come on. Stand up on your feet. Let's go real fast. Come on. Here we go. Here we go. Can we say it like it used to? You know it had to be said this way years ago. This is the way it ought to be said. Where'd my hope, hope, hope go? Is it coming? Okay. Anyway, pop that up. My future's so bright, I got to wear shades. Amen.